No, I wasn't, and I've got to say, it certainly didn't reflect the game itself. However, I thought we were second best in the first half, especially early in the game. I thought we allowed them a lot of freedom. They came with a 3-5-2, which we didn't expect. We had to adjust to it. In our first 15 minutes, I thought we were second best, and it sort of set the tone of the game. And I thought we were a little bit lethargic. I don't know whether it was the break we've had. I'm not going to make too many excuses, because at the end of the day, we got what we got today. But the first half, I thought the damage in where they've scored the first shot, first goal, it made it then more difficult, because then they changed again to sit deeper, and we had to penetrate them and work even harder.
Are you still licking your wounds over a decision that should have gone your way there, perhaps?
Well, we are very disappointed, I've got to say. It was a free kick prior to them scoring the first goal, so it maybe shouldn't have happened. I thought the referee was fairly average today, but having said that, we can pinpoint quite a few little bits that we thought wasn't quite right. But great credit to him, they've took the goal well. I'm not going to say that's the reason why we lost the game, because he didn't give the free kick, but we have to respond better. And I thought the second goal, well, what can you say? He's shot from the bus stop, as they say, and it's just...
Can you legislate for that?
No, you can't, can you? I mean, what can you say to a player? Or, he's actually just smashed it from wherever he was. It's gone right in the top corner. I mean, you'll never see another. It's, for me, it's just an absolute fluke of a goal, and any player who says he meant that, he needs some serious thinking. But, that was the real killer then, because I thought then they had a real grip on the game then, and then, of course, we're going to have to stretch ourselves and chase. But the third goal was poor, because we didn't put enough pressure on the ball, and then it's come into our box too easily, and the lads just slotted it. They've had five shots on target and scored four.
Have you been punished by brief moments rather than any kind of domination, you feel then?
Well, we certainly weren't dominated, were we? No. Let's be honest. Who dominated who after that? I mean, it wasn't about domination. I mean, if you're looking at domination, then you'd win it hands down. The war was over. If you look at the second half, we've had 12 corners, we've had 20 attempts at goal. The one thing I've got to say, whenever we take a defeat, what positives can I take out of it? Well, I have to say, looking at the 4-0, people might think we took a thrashing there, but it's not. It doesn't reflect the game at all, and I know that their manager won't say that, because it doesn't reflect the actual game itself. They've had five attempts at goal, they've scored four of them. Sometimes it happens, but I thought, how do we react from it? And I've got to say, on a positive note, I thought we reacted in a really positive manner. We penetrated them a lot more. We were trying to get on the ball. And it could be easy an excuse for the players to sort of say, well, we ain't going to come back from that. Let's down tools. But I thought they kept going and kept going. And as I said, we've created umpteen chances to score a goal. And it would have been interesting had we got an early goal, especially that last 30 minutes.
Dion Burton has an opportunity, doesn't he? You talk about the first 15 minutes. Interesting to get your assessment of how you thought. We thought, to be fair, you did a lot with the ball but didn't create enough. But you did on 15 minutes. Dion Burton's got to do better with that, hasn't he?
Well, I mean, we've got a goal cancelled. That was one thing.
Was there a foul there?
Well, he says that...
They say there was, but...
Yeah, they're saying there weren't. But when you look on the replay, actually, their player is actually barged into his own goalkeeper. So Dion's not really affected, the goalkeeper at all. And, that would have been... Obviously, that would have been a nice one to get the game going, because I just thought we were, like I said, lethargic starters, and it took us a while to get going. And, of course, when you're facing... the fact that you're three goals down sort of didn't reflect the game at all, but a great response from the players. I have to give them praise for that. However, it's a kick up the backside for us for sure. We are bitterly disappointed, because these games, the league is so tight, you can be beaten off against any team. And I did warn, and I thought that Exeter, who are a good side and they do play it well, and I thought, like I said, they got the edge on it in the first period, but after that, we controlled large portions of the game. We had umpteen chances to score. It didn't happen for us today for some reason.